What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through.
By the time you listen to this, we will be on maternity leave with our new baby. As I sit here and have the mic literally poking into my belly.
It's resting on your stomach right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Sean has done a wonderful job preparing us for this maternity leave. We have worked double time the past 6 months to film enough content to roll out as we take a break. But this episode is always one of our favorites.
It is.
And it is the best of 2023 from this podcast. This is as much for us as hopefully it is for you, but it's a time that we get to stop, reflect, and remember some of our favorite things. And it's been a heck of a year.
I think this year in particular, babe, on Couple Things, it has been my favorite year yet.
Why?
I feel like we just got into our groove. Up until this point, we kind of had this mentality with every interview with a couple. We'd be like, oh, how'd you meet? What's your story? What's your whatever? And this year, it was like more intentional conversations with couples about specific topics that like they held a domain in, which was really cool.
I agree. I feel like we found our place and purpose for this podcast. We started it because I like to start new things. Yeah. I like the internet and I like media. And so the podcast was one form of that. But
let's
now
just bring this full circle. You started it 4 days postpartum with our first baby, Drew.
That was 4 years ago. Can you believe we've been doing this podcast for 4 years?
No.
We're 160-something episodes in. It's crazy. But now I feel like we actually are able to have conversations that bring value. I get calls. I didn't tell you this. I got a call yesterday about the Joey and Heath episode for Aro.
One of my favorites ever.
Someone said, thank you for doing that episode. I've never thought about my phone as that episode has made me think about it. And that was from Trevor who called me. And it's like, so the show's interesting because there's not a lot of dual hosts, right? Mm-hmm. If you think about late night shows or whatever, the news, there's not a lot of dual hosts. There's not a lot of married dual hosts that kind of have different perspectives. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of times where there's two guests simultaneously speaking in the same way we have them. So I'm really pleased with the topics that we were able to discuss. I'm really pleased with the guests that we were able to book. We went for less. When we first started, we were trying to get like the biggest celebrities.
Yeah.
Right. And now it's actually people who have stories that we've learned from that we think you listeners can also learn from.
Well, and one of the sole purposes of why we started this 4 years ago was people kept asking us for marriage advice, which we laughed at. And we're like, we have no clue. We're trying to figure it out. So we were like, how about we bring in couples and learn from them?
Yeah.
And so now instead of trying to get the heavy hitters, we're trying to get the heavy hitters who have so much to teach us and to teach the world that it's just really powerful.
And there's something special about a podcast. It's brought you and I closer together. It's enabled relationships with some of the guests we've had on that otherwise wouldn't exist. Podcast is one of my favorite ways to learn. I love listening to podcasts. We hope that this is a podcast that you love listening to. Anyway, 2023, what a year it was.
Yes.
So much has happened. Let me start by giving some high-level numbers, okay? So Couple Things, this show has done in the first 10 months of the year over 715,000 downloads.
Great.
Okay, so that's like
huge.
Sorry. 715,000 downloads a month is what it's averaged.
Oh, dang.
7.15 million is what the downloads have been through the first 10 months.
Dang.
Which is pretty cool. So there's a chance that we sniff at 10 million downloads for the year with just this show. But the network as a whole has taken strides. So a couple things as part of the Family Made Network, which has been a project that Sean and I have poured our heart and soul into. We'll talk about it more. The network as a whole in the first 10 months has done over 1.2 million. Sorry. Why do I struggle with this? 12 million downloads in the first 10 months. So that's over 1.2 million per month.
Do you think anybody else listening geeks out over numbers like you do?
I just think it's important. And I think it's proof that this is working.
Yeah.
And people want to hear this stuff. And it's not like comedy type content. It's not like polarizing political content. It is it is family content that hopefully makes you giggle a little bit, maybe makes you eye roll like Sean does all the time, maybe makes you learn something new, and hopefully inspires you to go back home and be a better parent, spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is. So that's my diatribe. Now we can roll into it.
It has been a really cool year to see everything that Family Made Media has done, which is like our baby that we started. We had our first ever Family Made event.
That's right.
Where I will never forget, someone during a Q&A while we were live on stage really just wanted to kind of share their story and say thank you more than ask a question. And this was not like staged. It was truly like off the cuff. But it was so powerful. They started crying and just said, they both came from broken families, broken, you know, marriages in their home. And they said, thank you for putting on and creating Family Made and creating a couple things. You truly saved our marriage and gave us hope and inspiration and a platform of people to look up to really kind of like develop a healthy relationship, which was so cool.
I love hearing feedback. I love doing live events for that reason, to hear that feedback. It's so special. The event was amazing. Sold out show. We had some of the best speakers and communicators in the world, and I truly believe that. Justin Whitmore Early came, who wrote a book called Habits of the Household. If you haven't read it and you have kids, go read it right now. We had Sissy Goff join us. We had Rachel Cruz of the Dave Ramsey ilk. We had Mallory Irvin. We had the Hainers. We had
Jacqueline Gibson.
We had
the Willardsons.
Honestly, it was really special. And each of these people have an amazing story that's worth sharing. And each of you have an amazing story. But the feedback we got, like, here is one comment we got from the event. It says, thank you guys for everything you did to make today a reality. It was so fun to meet other like-minded parents. And the keynote panel speaker lineup was double hand emoji. That was from Morgan. Can I read one more?
One more.
Okay. This says, well, Shannon Willerson did a huge post on this on our Instagram. We could talk about that more. Ethan, who joined us, missed college game day. He's an Oklahoma fan. Missed the last OU-OSU game.
In front row.
He said, just wanted to let you know, we had a great time at the Family Made event. It was awesome and can't wait for the next one that we could make too. So it's like, they're going to come back and that's mission accomplished.
What are some other highlight things that happened this year, baby?
Well, first of all, we got pregnant. Pretty excited about that.
Yeah, still pregnant.
Gonna welcome baby number three to the family. I probably, as we speak, it's welcomed, which is pretty awesome. We got our pilot's license.
You.
I did.
You got your pilot's license.
That was one of our big goals for the year. Sean got inducted into the Hall of Fame for gymnastics for the 80th time.
We were on today's show where we got to talk about Family Made. That's how right. cool was that?
That was pretty cool. I was really nervous. That was crazy, dude. They're a machine.
To see, though, like you said, with all your nerdy analytics, which I love about you, to see the impact that like it's actually being picked up and people are bringing attention to people like us who want to talk about family is really cool.
We also hosted the YouTube conference. That was a couple weeks ago, which was really special, a fun opportunity. Built a house in Tijuana.
We took the kids.
That's right, on their first mission trip. And we did a YouTube video on this on our main channel. We're debating opening this up to some of you guys listening to come down to Tijuana and build a house with us for a weekend.
If you guys would be interested, and I want to reinforce, like, it's safe. It's our family who runs the mission down in Tijuana. We have, you know, relationships with the government down there, everything. Would you be interested in going with us? Please comment down below so we can gauge if we want to, like, open this up to everyone.
Based off the comments on the YouTube video, there's a lot of interest.
Really?
Yeah. We went to Tijuana. We also went to Disney for the first time. We went to Greece.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Grand Cayman Islands. Sean and I did.
Yeah, we did. We did the Estes red carpet where we announced our pregnancy.
That was really fun. You looked amazing.
Thank you. Oh my gosh,
you look good. I don't know what color blue that dress was, but dang. We took our first couple road trips with the kids. Oh my gosh, dude. Those were so fun.
We traveled so much this year.
If you want to see the vlogs of all that, that's on our main channel. Sometimes we talk about it on the podcast, but it's way more fun to watch than listen to.
We took the kids to Greece.
I said that.
Oh.
We talked about Greece. Do you remember that? We also had our 7-year anniversary.
We did.
And I started my PhD.
Casual.
In psychology. So very excited about that. Let's talk about some top episodes from 2023, though, in relation specifically to this show. The first one that comes to mind are Ben and Katie Gonzalez.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So much younger than us. Teen parents. Got married. Like, accidentally got pregnant, got married after they had a baby. So inspirational. Every odd stacked against them by statistics, the world, culture, society. But to hear their perspective on raising a baby together, on marriage, on how to work through a relationship, through all of the ridiculously hard things, was so inspirational.
Yeah.
I think that, and it's weird because, like, I feel like in my head, like, even when we, like, my reaction to when she was pregnant, like, I feel like you never think, like, I'm 17 years old. I'm focused on playing video games and playing sports. Like, that's all I'm focused on. So, like, it's just hard to, like, I feel like I didn't process. Like, oh, it's not going to happen to me. Like, it's it's totally fine. And, like, I think that whenever it came into perspective, I was like, clearly something, like, this is your life now. Mm-hmm. Like, step up to the plate, essentially. Like,
Rick, dude. You said it was your favorite interview of all time.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that conversation. And I remember you posted on Instagram and said that everyone needs to literally stop what they're doing and go listen to it.
Yes.
If you're listening to this, it is probably worth a listen to go listen to those two. But they have a YouTube channel as well. And highly impressed by Ben and Katie. Another one that comes to mind is the interview we did with Sissy Goff, who again spoke at the event. But she played a big role in the wake of the Nashville shooting. We all kind of live in the same area of town. And honestly, this was probably one of the hardest episodes we've ever done. But we wanted to have Sissy with us on the show to talk about this because there were tears in our house. That was a scary day for us. We thought our kids went to the school where it was going down.
Yeah.
And anyway, there's been a lot of counseling in the Nashville area that Sissy's provided. And she is the executive director of Daystar Counseling Ministries. And she chatted with us about how to talk to your kids about school shootings and other tragedies like this. It is like worth being pensive about. How do you talk to your kids about tragic world events, whether it's a school shooting or natural disaster or the war, you know?
I think especially grade school kids, we need to tell them very factually, very short, you know, concrete language, because they're concrete thinkers. This is what happened. Immediately tell me what questions you have, because we want them to lead the conversation, because like I talked about in that video, kids have this innate ability in tragedy, even if their parents are getting divorced. It's this amazing phenomenon inside of them that I have kids who will ask immediately, why is this happening? And then I have kids who don't ask for 4 years. Because internally they can't handle the information yet. And so that's why we want to really follow their lead on what they're asking.
It was one of those that we really felt compelled to talk about, because Nashville is a very small community. If you live here, you like you feel that and understand it. And we experienced firsthand that day, like, some of our closest friends whose kids were in that school. We thought our kids were in that school at first because of communications. We were seeing parents and kids coming out of the trees and the woods, and we were hearing it. It was a counseling session, not only for everyone else, but for us as well.
Yeah. Another one that comes to mind is the mommy-daughter interview. This is an annual tradition. It's always special to record and look back on these conversations that we have. She's grown so much already and speaks so much differently. But honestly, from a personal level, having these conversations available to reflect on is really special. And we've done this with both of our kids when they turn 2, 3, and 4. We plan on doing it every year until eternity.
Remember how many Oreos she ate?
Juju, who's that?
Dada.
Dada. What do you love about Daddy?
His heart.
His heart? What does he love about you? What's his favorite thing about you?
I don't know.
You know. What is this?
Heart.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. And then I will never forget at the very end, she's like, Mama, I think I'm done. And I was like, great.
Great.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
Mom, I'm all done.
You're all done? All done with what? Your cookies?
Not all done with work.
All done with work. Okay.
But we always try to make this a big deal with the kids and make her feel really special. She usually gets dressed up by herself in a princess dress, and she gets to go to work with mom and dad, so it's special.
Another amazing episode. One that we didn't know would have as much impact as it did. We've actually had phone calls from our sister, my sister-in-law,
mm-hmm.
your sister-in-law, saying that it's her kids' favorite thing to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was your episode on grief after losing your dad.
Yeah, that's, I actually think that was the pivotal point in this year, us
mm-hmm.
Putting the thought and planning in our content was me losing my dad right at the turn of the new year.
It'll be, honestly, when this episode goes live, it'll probably be a year exactly.
Yeah. But it was really healing and cathartic. Also emotional, probably the most emotional one we've done. I wanted to, we recorded it probably 3 or 4 weeks after we lost my dad. So mm-hmm. the initial jarring and raw emotions had kind of passed. Still mm-hmm. very much there. You could see that in the episode. But I've continued to journal and was journaling back then about what the grief process is like, because I just thought that maybe it would help me process it. And hopefully if you've gone through something like that, sorry, hopefully you haven't gone through something like that, but if you have, then hopefully that episode would help you process it. But the feedback we have gotten was really encouraging. And I felt like we got to walk through the grief with all of you listening together as a family. It was really special and helped me heal. So thank you. Thank you. I think I'm a little melancholy just being humbled by the fragility of life and struck by a new perspective. My dad and I had a great perspective or great relationship, and I'm so thankful for that. Not everyone can say that. I feel like I was his student. I feel like I benefited so much from the things that he sacrificed for us. And so all those things lead me to just be grateful. And really, from a high level, the two takeaways from the last couple of weeks for me are, one, that I was extremely blessed to have a dad who loved and cared for me as my dad did. And two, that God is good. And I've felt that. I've seen that. It's been really amazing over the past couple of weeks to experience that. And I think the first of having been blessed by such a great father reinforces the second, that God is good. Those were two of the more somber episodes we did. We also had some giggles.
We did, including Jesse James Decker and Eric Decker, which was a comical, fun interview. They are wild and will say so anything.
This is the first podcast interview they've done. Jesse openly admitted that she doesn't understand podcasts, which is hilarious. It's like, it's just an interview. You've done a million of these, but the podcast format throws her for a loop. But Eric is a former NFL wide receiver, and his wife, Jessie, is a singer-songwriter. She's also an author and founder of her own clothing line.
Kittenish.
And so it's fun to talk about ambition and balance in marriage with these two. Laughed a lot, as we said. And I feel like it really did show a lot of their personality in the episode, and I think a lot of you enjoyed that. They had their own reality TV show.
Oh, yeah.
And they, as a result, have a large, devoted following online.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of them enjoyed the episode.
For sure.
What I say is the biggest thing is committing to that in life. And just obviously we fundamentally love each other, and like we're super attracted to each other for reasons. But
Reasons?
Because you got like a nice butt and a great body and ambitious. Like that's doesn't go away. But yeah, I agree with her. I think it's the foundation.
It's the foundation. It's what's in your heart. She's got a great ass.
That's how it gets deeper, guys. Obviously, I might be this kachoosh, whatever meathead when I was 23, 24, but now you gotta grow up a little bit.
It's a hard CH at the end. Not a swoosh. A it's a chooch.
Oh, kachooch?
No.
No, Eric.
Chooch.
much.
All right, as a kid, I used to love when my parents would sit down and play a game with us or do any activity. And right here in our hands, we have the KiwiCo box, which is the activity of all activities for young kids.
The colorful chemistry set, to be specific. So with Drew and Jet and Bear, we try to have really intentional playtime. And that's hard because they're all different ages and kind of in different developmental kind of phases of life. I love with KiwiCo that each month we get boxes specific to their ages and kind of like the activity development phase that they're in. So each box, this one's the colorful chemistry set. This has to do with science, but especially with Bear, it can be really hard with a 4-month-old to know like how to interact with him where he needs to be at 4 months old. And I love in these crates, they actually have cards that say, here are activities or things you can do specific to Bear that will help him identify colors or whatever it is. I love KiwiCo.
There's always something new for kids to discover, like learning about the science of ice cream, engineering robots, or doing science experiments, which our kids have loved recently. Sean is currently holding, as she said, the colorful chemistry kit, which has provided hours of entertainment for our kids. They look forward to their new crate every month, and this one kept them really engaged. We got to experiment with mixing oil and water, mixing different colors, and watching how different things react. It was so fun. We basically created our own little chemistry lab with the kids, and we could feel their excitement when they got to play around and mix things together. Plus, it barely made a mess, so it was really quick to clean up and to use again another day. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you, so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
Redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month of any crate at KiwiCo.com when you use code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code COUPLE.
1 in 5 Americans have, quote, learn a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Plus, Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Andrew and I have been learning Spanish on Babbel, and it's been so fun. We've wanted to learn a new language for so long and have finally started. We've learned how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants, all without having to consult language apps, which is so cool.
It's crazy how fast your brain picks up a new language when it's presented in a relatable way. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/eastfam. Again, get 60% off at babbel.com/eastfam, spelled BABBEL.com/eastfam. Rules and restrictions may apply. Another one that comes to mind is the announcement of the third baby.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the most popular episode, yeah. But we were really excited to post this back in July. We held on to the news for a couple months. And
honestly, for no particular reason, too. I think it was just because it was third baby. I don't know. When you find out you're pregnant with your first, it hits so hard immediately. But with a third, there's so many distractions. So it took us a lot longer to digest it all.
Yeah.
So we waited until we were able to like be like, oh, yeah, we're having a third kid.
Yeah.
To announce it to all of you.
I am excited to see how our kids that we have right now, Drew and Jet, play with the third baby.
I know. Oh, we need like a whole episode on telling Drew. It's the sweetest thing ever. She is so excited.
Drew, she blows me away every day with how sweet she is. She's like, gosh, I posted the video when she came out. It's been a weird, hard couple weeks. And like, you didn't tell her to come out?
I didn't.
She came out and like rubbed my shoulder, gave me a kiss, asked if I was okay. She's like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to say all the time, but most of the time.
She's very sensitive to other people's feelings. And
it's amazing.
She had asked where daddy was, and I said, I think he's out on the front porch.
Drew is my heart. Jet is my joy. Like, that dude can rile me up like any. And I can't wait to see the dynamics with the third one.
I know.
And this might be the last pregnancy, so we're really trying to soak it up.
I think
but
it is,
a lot of the people had predicted that you were pregnant, Sean.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we waited too long to where it was obvious.
The support and excitement that we heard from you all was really special. So thank you for that.
I can't wait for the episode. Probably the first week of February. So look for it when we come back and we tell you everything about this new little one.
Plans are subject to change.
Yeah.
Another one we did. Oh, we made new friends, Hannah Brown and Adam Woolard.
Yes.
It was a really cool interview with former bachelorette Hannah and her boyfriend at the time, Adam. They got engaged shortly after the interview, and I actually had gotten
you
pretty
had
close
known
with,
about it.
Yeah, Adam and I are buddies, so he had told me before the interview, and I was really like. It's one of those things where you're just like looking at Hannah. I'm like, I can't, don't ruin the surprise.
Don't ruin it.
The surprise.
Anyway. I will say it was really, really special to hear and see their dynamic and to hear about how they've supported each other within their relationship and a lot of insecurities and trauma. And just, you get to see a different side of Hannah and their relationship that you would never see on reality TV.
Yeah.
And it made you respect her so much.
I agree. And obviously her whole kind of relationship trajectory has been public. Her being on The Bachelorette and Bachelor and Bachelor, all the shows.
All the shows.
And so this was kind of like a really cool, deep conversation. But I'm glad most of all that we have them as friends.
Yeah.
We've seen them quite a lot.
But there was a lot of like shame that I was dealing with publicly, not even just privately. And it just made me like lose who I was. I think I just like lost my like, the way I could even like describe myself, who I thought I was, who I thought people thought I was. And so that was my rock bottom. Like, yes, I've been through like really hard things that were like upsetting and difficult and hurtful and painful. But when it comes to like questioning like who you are, that's a rock bottom. That
and
is
and it's interesting.
And it's kind of like whenever I talk about like an ego shedding, it's like you have this identity ideal of like something you can always go to and point people to. And like, this is who I am. All of these
like,
things,
look at all these accolades,
all of these
all
things
stuff.
Make up who I am. And when something is taken out, like your innocence or like your goodness.
Yeah.
Or like for me, when I left the banking career, like you're not a banker anymore. So that's not a piece of this identity that you've created that you can point to anymore. So it's almost like you're in this like vast open space of like, what the heck am I?
Yeah. I was really like not okay, but I think you have to get to that to be like your best.
Another interview that comes to mind is the interview we did with Jet when he turned two.
His first official interview.
That's right. Didn't say too many words, but it's going to be adorable.
Which
to
is
watch
funny because that was only a couple of months ago and already he's talking so much more.
So much better.
But one of my favorite things about his little interview, so different than Drew. Is with Drew's first interview, she was pretty chatty. Like, she would still answer.
Yeah.
And Jet is chatty, but he's so quiet. He'll be like, yeah.
Jet, what's my name? Daddy?
Daddy.
Yeah. Hey, what's your favorite song? The wheels on the bus go. What are you doing in the microphone? Don't eat. Hey, don't... Don't eat that. He really is. Which he's either super quiet and like whispers or yells. But I feel like the videos really do reflect their personalities well. Drew did hers in a princess dress that we said Jet was flying on the flight simulator. And a lot of you love the episodes as well. Actually, that was one of the things that was brought up at the Family Made event. Someone came up and said, thank you so much for doing those. Interview. Usually we'll share like a personal message to the kids reflecting on that year, and she was somebody listening said that that meant a lot to her just to see like the thought that goes into that. So anyway, it also reminded me that Jet's not a baby anymore. He's growing up so fast.
Stop it. I can't think about that.
I'm sorry.
Another interview that I really loved was when I got to interview you, babe, and ask you vulnerable questions.
That feels like a long time ago.
Yeah.
We didn't really know what to expect from that episode, and a lot of you liked it, much to our surprise, but it did bring out some tears.
It did. We learned a lot about each other, which is funny, because I feel like we talk about so much, and we try to, like, not have new things. I don't know how to say that, new things learned. But those questions brought out some vulnerabilities in both of us that we had never shared with each other.
With one thing that makes me nervous is like, dang, what if there was actually like a car accident?
Yeah.
And you or the bump got, you know,
hurt
mm-hmm. or there's high impact. I don't think about it often, but those mm-hmm. are some thoughts that we actually never really talk about. I know you say you're scared. I don't know if you've fully voiced like through, you know, as we're giving birth or walking into the hospital, you're like, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
We haven't really broken that down fully, but those are some of my thoughts.
Thank you for sharing. That's actually a question we've never talked about.
Yeah.
And something we've never voiced. I think I voiced it to you on a podcast a couple podcasts ago, how I say the same prayer in birth. I mean, I know I've only given birth twice, but I remember saying this prayer on the operating table with Drew and repeating it with Jet, which was, God, I just pray that you bring this baby into this world safely and like they get a chance to be a part of our world. And if you don't mind, can you help me stick around to be a part of it too?
Yeah.
And I think that's just me like admitting the same thing that you just admitted. Like, I know birth has been around since the beginning of time, but it is scary. And yeah, I would say a fear of mine is not making it through birth.
We got to talk really about special. The biggest excitements and fears with this baby. I feel like as a whole, the episode brought us closer together. And it was a good reminder for why we do this podcast. Just how fun it is to be vulnerable with each other and with you guys. Are you okay?
Yeah. I don't like thinking about that.
What?
I know. I'm pregnant. Okay. We can't ask these questions. Pregnancy gets scarier every time. People say it gets easier. I think it gets scarier because you like, you know, more and more. Oh my gosh. How much of a miracle it is. Why am I crying?
Dang, but have me tear up, man. Oh, did we do the biggest fight episode this year?
Probably.
That was
bad.
Oh, man. Good time.
We won't do
good
that
times.
One again.
We're like vulnerable. I don't even think, I don't consider our content vulnerable because we've always, it's not like in the moment.
No.
Right? It's always something that we've
but a biggest fight you never really get over. So when we tried to do that one, it just started the fight again.
Hilarious. Good times.
And then last but not least, one of our favorite series we did this year was our wildest stories.
That was fun. So, I'm still adding to that list of stories we need.
I'm sure
we'll
have more come the new year.
These were really just fun episodes about how dumb we are, how much of an idiot I am. We got to think back on some of the wildest times that we've spent together. And honestly, it's a long list of notes. Yeah. I would encourage you listening to, if you're married or like dating, what are the wild experiences that you've gone through together?
We talk about your encounter with a bear, being naked in a hot tub.
Yes.
Taking a canoe down a dumb hill and breaking your collarbone.
When you almost walked out the door on me. Your GED we talked about.
Yeah. Marshawn Lynch.
I think we talked about Trump and that.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot of things.
And I probably should have been fired for this, given the role I was supposed to do. But I was like, Marshawn, I just wanted to wish you the best of luck and I hope you have fun tomorrow. Here's some Skittles. And I just like handed him the whole bag. And I remember he like winked at me or something and he was like, thank you.
Nah, he said, I remember it like this.
Oh God.
There's this sea of reporters.
Yeah.
Throwing questions left and right at Marshawn. He's only replying with, I'm only here so I don't get fined. I'm just here so I don't get fined. Sean is on his left, pushes his way to the front, whispers this little thing, doesn't ask a question, just gives him Skittles. And I remember as him looking, I think there's footage of this. We have to find it on YouTube. Looking to his left and saying, oh, you kind of cute though. That's the only thing he said other than I'm just here so I don't get fined. So fast forward. 2018?
No, 2016. We reported.
What?
To the Raiders right after.
No, this was 2017. I ended up being on a team with Marshawn Lynch. He went to the Raiders.
Yeah.
And I was there. And I confronted Marshawn about it. I was like, yo, you kind of hit on my wife back in the day. And his reply was pretty epic. He said, I called her cute. I wasn't lying though, was I?
But it was
I wasn't
funny. Lying he, though. He remembered the exact yeah. the exact exchange. And he's like, Super Bowl? Oh yeah. He was very nice.
It was great.
But that was weird.
That's one of my favorite stories because Marshawn Lynch is just such a legend. It's a 5-part series. If you want to check that out, then you can find it. Just type in
Wild Stories. Oh, and when you got the call from the CDC.
Oh my gosh. really, the moral of the story is I am dumb, and no wonder I didn't make the NFL. But no. We didn't realize until
you
after
did.
until after we started posting these stories and videos that we have had a lot. Maybe, I don't know if it's more than normal, but a lot of crazy stories.
We do some wild things. Yeah. It has been an amazing year, a wild year, a massive transition year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really special. We've gone through a lot of very highs of highs and lows of lows, and we've taken you guys along the ride with us. But we just want to say thank you. It has been an awesome, awesome year. I fell in love with this podcast more than ever this year, and I'm so excited for next year and the interviews it's going to bring, the topics it's going to bring, and the adventures it'll bring with you guys.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. We hope that this episode and this show makes you a little more reflective on the things that matter most in life and how to do those things the best. And we are eternally grateful for the opportunity to get to do this. Hopefully 2024 will bring more fun stories and memories. Hopefully we'll continue to do this in 2024 and beyond. Never know what the future holds, but for right now we can be content, be grateful, and that's all we got.
Wait, one more thing, babe.
What?
We got to finish out the year with our giveaway.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
So Andrew always does this.
Shoot.
How many winners and how much cash?
Are you just letting me riff with it?
Yep.
Oh,
and then I'll
gosh.
Do the rest. Ready?
Yes.
Go. How many?
5.
Okay. How much cash?
$1,000.
Wow.
Let's go.
To finish out the year strong, we want to give 5 lucky winners $1,000 cash as a thank you for listening. We did this giveaway last year, and it was a really fun way to get close, to like close out the year and say thank you.
In order to enter the giveaway,
yep.
I can handle this part. Leave us a rating on whatever platform you're listening
5 stars, guys. Come on.
If you think we deserve it, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, a thumbs up if you're on YouTube. Write us a review on those platforms as well, telling us what your favorite episode was this year. And be sure to include the code words best of 2023 in that review. So
code words best of 2023.
So it's subscribe, review, rate.
And use best of 2023 so we can find you, so we know it's an entry.
That's right. We're going to have us and the minions go through this. Good luck and thank you. Also, if you want to find out more about Family Made, what we're up to, there's a ton of other shows that are producing awesome episodes. Check those out. We have a newsletter that could be helpful. We'll probably talk about the Tijuana trip in there. What else? Oh, I think we'll maybe do like certain quote unquote premium content, like for Sean and I's goal setting type episodes that a lot of you have interest in, and other hopefully helpful resources. You can go to familymade.com. Can I close out now?
Yes, that's please.
It? Okay. That's all we got. I'm Andrew.
I'm Sean.
We're the East Fam, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, real quick for all of those listening out there, we don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think, babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode. And again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.